Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors. A clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. I'm going to move on now to talk about the, what are your two squirrels? This is borrowed from the film Up. I don't know if you've seen the film Up, but you know where the dog goes, oh, squirrels. So this is, what are your two squirrels or monsters, comedy prop, squirrel. My family think I'm insane for having comedy props, but here you go. So what are your two monsters of distraction? Two things, squirrels, that never fail to stop you in your tracks, irrespective of anything else that might be going on for you in your wonderful life. What are your two shiny objects or your squirrels?
Well, trees. I like trees. I love trees.
I'm so happy you love trees. Me too.
I love trees. I love trees in all seasons of the year. I used the other house I live, there was a very small tree, the only tree on the whole street. And there was just outside my window. And it was a very small tree, very thin. So fragile, that tree never died, was always there, never grew, always stayed the same. And when it got the winter, I used to put, in a scarf. I put a scarf because I felt so sorry. She felt so fragile. Do not talk to her, etc. So I really like trees, and that's something that takes my attention when I'm driving, when I'm walking around, and suddenly I see that particular tree, one or another. And what I found amazing is when we are just on the transition from the winter to the spring, and we see all the, the branches without the leaves yet, see? And they look like embroidery. God, I always want to know what they're talking to each other. Do know, if they okay. Do know, and such a generous thing, trees. It's so generous. I went to a place near Ipswich, some time ago, weeks ago, that they have on their land two trees that were together and then entwined. Oh, God, what a wonderful thing to see. And I done a show, my own show, called My Life is Like a Yo-Yo, which is about how much I travel and how much touring I do and how much places I visit, how many stories to say. And how tiring that is as well. So I finished the show saying that on my next life, I want to be a tree. Because it just stays there and doesn't go anywhere. I want to be a tree. On my next life, I want to be a tree.
And if someone comes and wraps a scarf around you, that's a perfect, perfect.
It might be. Maybe we can have a dog that has a wee or somebody that, throw some food in there or throw up. But we might have somebody that might carve a heart on it or might hang a swing or might go to the shade or, it's a tree. It's generous. Generous. The trees are very, very generous. We should look after our trees,
Anyway, completely agree. And you're allowed a second squirrel now, and I love the fact.
I have two more actually. I have cars and motorbikes. I love cars.
Yep.
And I have motorbikes. So that is something that I stop to see. I comment if I can with the driver. So I like that.
You mentioned already you have a wonderful motorbike. What is it that...
I have a Honda Rebel, which is a customized bike. Very low because I'm, as I said, I'm not that tall, yeah? So I love it. I keep saying I'm old, but I'm still with it. It's a very nice bike. It's red, and I have a red helmet to go with it. So,
and does all of London know when De Castro is on her bike? It sounds iconic.
If they can see me, because it's very low, you know? Very low. So the other thing I really like, important saying, is that I like to see people. I like to observe people on the street. You know, that's something that takes my attention. Sometimes I'm driving, traffic light, and they're passing. I notice how people are walking. I start making stories about them, or I notice what they're wearing, or how they're walking, if they're carrying something, if it's heavy, what it is. I love that. I'm fascinated by that. And to see people that are invisible. You know, I make sure I see people that nobody sees. Right? Like the delivery people, the cashiers, the beggars, the drunks, the drivers. People think I'm crazy, but I make sure if I spot one, I make sure I say hello. I ask how they are, if they're okay, how long they're working, or stuff like that. But I love people, and I love people on the street.
And De Castro, you may know this, I'm sure, but what I love in going full circle to you loving Oliver Hardy is, did you know that Oliver Hardy grew up in a Texas hotel which belonged to his parents, and he would just people watch and observe, and that would be where he would bank characters. So that's so...
I think that if you say, for me, I say that we clowns, we represent humanity, right? My work is all about human nature. If your work is about human nature, you have to observe people. You can't be abstract. And also, it's free. People are just out there.
People watching is free, are you?
Do you know what I mean? How many times I take a bus? I don't have to go anywhere, but I take a bus just to be able to chat with somebody on my side, or to see how people are doing, or what's happening. I don't know how many times I go. I don't like the tube, but I like the bus. I collect my material with observing.
I'd love to be on the same bus as you. That's fantastic.
It's great. It's great. There was once that this woman by my side was talking on the phone, trying to buy a new phone. She didn't need a new phone. But she fell into somebody selling her a new phone. And there was a lot of things like, which kind of phone you do want? What does this or that or whatever? And she kept put the woman hold to call her mother, to ask the mother opinion about something, come back. And that was a long time. That was from Brixton to London Bridge. And then... I said, a certain point, this whole thing was about the color of the telephone. And she called a friend, and she called her mother, and she called. And at a certain point, I said, just to get the blue one. Get the blue one. And she did.
Lucky you were there, because the choice was made. Perfect. And now we're going to talk finally about the one, which is a quirky or unusual fact about you, De Castro, that we couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us.
I am not scared to fall in love. I'm not scared of it. But I'm also very shy. So if you out there wants to give me a pass, you have to be very clear about it, because I'm very shy and sometimes I don't get it.
That's the most perfect answer to the quirky or unusual fact in all of the circa X number of hundreds of episodes. That's a perfect answer. I love that.
Is it? Mm.
We have shaken your tree, De Castro. Hurrah.
Oh, now, I feel all shaken.
And now we stay in the clearing, which is your wonderful performing in Why Not Land on the Brazilian beach. But you're performing and it's perfect. And you've done it because you've people observed, and you've created your characters from the way in which you've observed the world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And now we're going to talk about alchemy and gold. So when you're at purpose and in flow, what are you absolutely happiest doing in what you're here to reveal to the world?
To be in the beach. In Brazil, I adore to swim, to surf, to cut the wave.
And when were you last there?
Oh, about 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
So there is a return coming.
Let me see it. Of course, I love clowning, and I'm happy to talk about it. I'm on my element. If I am on the beach and talking about clowning, and going to the beach on my motorbike, I'm in heaven. I'm absolutely in heaven. I'm in heaven. There is something else. I also happy teaching. I didn't set up to be a teacher at all. I don't even like to call myself a teacher. I prefer to call myself a performer that knows a lot of stuff and want to pass on. You know, I like that saying like this. I like helping people to put their acts together, to direct, to help them to access what they want to do with clarity. And so I love doing that. I have a lot of fun doing that.
And I know your signature globally renowned program is How to Be a Stupid.
That's right. Yeah. Well, How to Be a Stupid was, it all happens because after I've done a lot of training with a lot of masters, you know, which lasts till kind of 91 more or less at that period, I've done quite a lot of training. And work with in a company that had lots of very good clowns as well. And so I learned a lot, observed a lot for quite a few years. And then I want to keep learning and keep researching and still very thirsty about it. And my first clown teacher, called Frankie Anderson, she asked me to be her assistant. And she said, want you to assist me, but you have to run 2 classes a week because she didn't live in London anymore. And I said, I can't. I'm not prepared. I mean, I don't have the capacity to teach clowning. I mean, just starting myself. You can do. And so I started doing something very simple to please her, and because I'm so grateful to her as well. No? So, and then I understood how much we learn when you run classes.
Yes.
How much you learn is so rich. And then after that period, I was called to run a class in a place called Royal Holloway New College, a university in Egham, which is just outside London. Again, I said, how can I do that? But I saw, okay, let's put together what I know so far and what is important to me. What was it that makes me understand? I always been very disciplined in making notes and what I like, what I didn't like, how difficult that was or whatever. And then I started taking what was important to me, what helped me. And I make a list and I start, and that's how the How to Be Stupid started. You know, it started as a 2 hours, 2 days a week for 10 weeks. That's how it started. And then after that, it started happening of people calling, and I started running more workshops, just 2 days a week in between my touring and the work I was doing, and started developing the thoughts about it. And what is it that really helped me? What is about? You see, and also taking from my notes what I liked, not what I didn't like. I'm not going to repeat everybody's or the teacher's processes. There are things I like and there are things I don't like. So I just took what I liked and I just took what helped me.
And I totally understand how to be a stupid therefore becomes a life quest of all the wisdom you keep evolving and sharing. And it's a portal through which...
Yeah, it starts as a 2 days.
Yeah.
And then becomes 3, and then becomes 5, then becomes 6.
Then becomes a lifetime.
It's a lifetime now because you have how to be a little bit of a stupid, how to be a stupid, how to be even more stupid, and how, and then there is the work and research I'm doing, the clown's intelligence, and then the use of clowning tragedies, and then clowning for actors, clowning for writers, and then the pleasure of playing. So that is, I start separating the modules, because on the beginning, I wanted to give it to the people everything I knew. But it's as much people can take, you know? So yes. I start kind of compartmentalizing, dividing. This is about this, this is about that. And then who wants to keep doing, keep coming and keep doing it.
And the only title that's missing is for politicians, which is How to Be Completely Stupid. Hurrah! That was only a title that was missing there.
No, but that is the thing. There is a little letter on this title that is very important. How to be a stupid, not how to be stupid.
Yes.
How to be a particular stupid. So
yes,
that A gives a quality to this stupidity.
Yes.
Also, yeah, it becomes, for me, a very important 10 days. 90 hours, 90 hours a day, with 2 days in between, 2 blocks of 5 days. And becomes very important to me because it is a concept or it is a work that can be used by anyone, not just performers.
Yes.
For performers, brilliant. For the ones to be clowns, brilliant. But also for whoever. Do know is about your creative self. So it's about the state of clown. For me, clowning, my way of clowning, what I believe and what I follow, clowning is not a technique. This most important thing about clowning is not the technique, is the state of clown. How do you get there? How do you can put yourself in such a state? You can call this states of inspiration, state of creativity, I know something. You call whatever you like. But it's a state that you allow yourself to go to. And from there, everything's possible. You are then on the land of why not. And this state is difficult to get because our lives, we are educated to be clever, to be important, that you can't fail, that you can't be a loser. There is a lot of obligations that society and depending on the education we have are put up on you. And therefore, you forget the pleasure that there is in living, that you have to embrace failing as a way of learning, you know, and so on. It's part of life. We learn with what's happened. You know, nobody's a loser. There isn't such a thing for me, and not for clowning, say. And so, therefore, for you to change the way you think, for you to download, say, or upload a different kind of intelligence.
Yes.
For you to change the mechanism of your thoughts, you need to be intensive. You need to be 9 hours a day. Go, 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 go. Because if you do an hour a week, or if you do a half a day, you come back to your life. Mm-hmm. You come back to the way that you live normally.
Yes.
You see, so that's why it needs to be so intensive. It's intensive, it's challenging, but it's a lot of fun as well, you know.
I don't doubt, yes.
Yeah, so that's my how to be a stupid, and then the techniques comes with how to be even more stupid.
And we are going to be doing a section called Show Us Your QR Code shortly, where we're going to point people to the forthcoming, soon-to-be-happening clown school that's happening in London.
Oh, then let me put my postcard. Oh,
not just yet, because we're going to do a cake now. So this is the section cake, where I'm going to award you with a cake. Hurrah. So do you like cake, De Castro? That's the question.
Well, sorry to disappoint, but I'm not that fond of cakes. I like creamy caramel.
Fine. A cream caramel soggy pudding will be yours.
I like milfoy. That's what I like.
Milfoy. I love that. Yes.
So cream caramel. Ah.
So a creme caramel shall be yours. And now you get to put a cherry on that creme caramel stroke cake with stuff like now. What's a favourite inspirational quote that's always given you succour and pulled you towards your future?
Ah, I prepared that because I want to be... There is one, is both quotes have two, and they are from Einstein. They are from Albert Einstein. One is, creativity is intelligence having fun.
Boom. Love
creativity,
that.
Creativity, here it is.
Say it again, it's there.
Creativity is intelligence having fun.
Boom.
The other one is also from Einstein, which... causes sometimes a lot of polemic, which is imagination is more important than knowledge. For knowledge is limited to all you know and understand, while the imagination embraces the entire world, and all there ever will be to know and to understand. So for me, ultimate.
Perfect quotes. Thank you so much.
I love inventors. Inventors, they are on the land of why not? Because
Yes. They
keep asking, why not? Why not? Can I have a paper to go to the toilet? Why not? And then they make it. They think. They think. Imagine Einstein thinking with his buttons, do know about the theory of relativity and how many times he failed and then he got it. And it changed the whole perspective you have about the world.
Lovely quotes. Perfect.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative. Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
With the gift of hindsight, what notes, help or advice might you proffer to a younger version of De Castro?
I thought about very hard about that one. I think I would say to my young self, you can. And I would say, you are beautiful as you are. Dot.
Beautiful. Perfect. We're ramping up shortly to talk about Shakespeare, borrowed from the Seven Ages of Mad speech, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. But just before we get there, this is the pass the golden baton moment, please. Now you've experienced this show from within, who do you think you'd most like to pass the golden baton along to in order to keep the golden thread of storytelling going?
You could pass to my very good friend, Kevin Brooking. It is a clown who is the director of the Clown Without Borders in Belgium. He is a superb clown. Superb.
And say his name one more time.
His name is Kevin Brooking.
Thank you. So your mission, Kevin, should you choose to accept it, is to furnish me with a warm introduction to Kevin Brooking. Thank you very much indeed. That's a wonderful gift and high praise indeed that you've called him a perfect clown when indeed you are one yourself. So that's wonderful. Thank you for that very rich golden baton pass. So now, inspired by Shakespeare and all the world's a stage and all the bedded women merely players, could I invite you, De Castro, now to talk about legacy and how when all is said and done, you would most like to be remembered?
Right. I think my legacy will be in people's, I hope that will be in people's hearts, spirits, and in mind, in their mind. It's not tangible. It's not like a book or a film. It's the change that I made in few people's lives and work through what I discovered about clowning, about the state of clown, and the language that I've been blessed to be given that makes it accessible, that makes it easy for people to understand. So the language I developed to be able to pass on the clowning. Many people have been through my workshops through the years. I've been running a very long time, many times, and in many countries, don't know, all over. Yeah, the legacy is the effect that you have in many people that pass through the work, through the How to Be a Stupid. There's been 25 years of the Why Not. I started running the workshops before that. So it's been over 30 years that my process of clowning, my process to create what they call now a methodology, but I never wanted to have a methodology. You know, I just want to keep going, right? To keep researching. And there were things that still amazes me, because people pass through these 10 days. Sometimes they do more than 10 days. They do the other modules as well. And I never see these people again sometimes. The other day, I had Facebook message from a student from in Berlin. She done the course in Berlin in 2004. And she suddenly said, oh, De Castro, I've been thinking about you. I just want to say that your work is fundamental for me. I'm now a director of a theater here in Berlin, blah, 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 and I do this. And that is amazing.
It is.
You know, I don't often hear what happened to people, you know. So also there are funny things that happens with that place in Egham. For example, that university, the first one I taught, that I work, that I keep meeting people from their class. So there was Dan Rebellato, a writer, that wrote a character in a show for me. And then there is Lindsay Poole, that was on the Arts Council for a very long time, and I keep meeting these people. And then, you know, there is, I met recently Julie, that is the CEO of Swedish Town Hall, you know, and then I met somebody in Worthing, that is a seaside resort here in the UK, that is the CEO of Worthing Theatre Museum, and I don't remember them, do I? No. And then I meet them, I go, oh my God, I'm going to talk with the CEO. I arrive there, they say, I've been a student. I was on the Royal Hallway. So, there is this. There are people that change their lives.
And all these people have become stupid in charge, as you say, you are the stupid in charge of the Why Not Institute. They've become.
They are now in charge. So there are people that wrote books and they changed, left their jobs, you know, to kind of follow what they want to follow and do shows. And we have Janie Cashman Wilson that just wrote a beautiful book called Be Brave. So we have, you know, M. Stout doing her shows as well and stuff. There's a lot of people. And that's my legacy. They live on people.
Lovely, lovely. And I'm sure that legacy is utterly secure. So we're now going to do the show as your QR code, please. So Joe, my lovely assistant in the adjacent room, is now going to show the QR codes. So first of all, this is, if you'd like to find out all about the Why Not Institute, here is a QR code. Can you just tell us what the website is for the Why Not Institute, Angela?
Thewhynotinstitute.com.
And there's a QR code if you're watching this too. Lovely jubbly. Go to the Why Not Institute, and the forthcoming workshops that are happening are, this is where you show us the cards, please.
Oh, my card. Oh, here we go. It's
The Summer Clown School, How to Be a Stupid. And there's several, there are several courses happening, but all courses coming up in June are going to be care of the Why Not Institute.
It's from the 2nd to the 20th of June in London, South London. It's a lovely venue. It's very nice. The How to Be a Stupid has one place left.
Ah, and, scarcity. That's great.
You want to go run. And the other courses still have places because they can take more people. I work with a very small group of people. I don't work with 20 people.
Perfect.
I work with 10, 12 maximum.
And then the next QR code, sorry to interrupt you, is if you'd like to connect with De Castro on LinkedIn, then there's a QR code for that too. I'm sure you're not on LinkedIn very much, but maybe you are.
No, I'm very much on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And the Why Not is on Instagram as well, on Facebook as well. I don't do very well the, what's the name of that thing?
TikTok. LinkedIn?
TikTok down
there. Oh, TikTok, none of that.
We don't do very well. But I want to say that the Why Not is not only about courses. the wine or workshops. The Why Not is a community. We do a lot of stuff that is not to do with courses. We help each other. We have the Why Not Cafe sometimes. We make films. I'm now being invited to run residencies. Also, I want to create a clown choir for Christmas. So this is all coming. I'm trying to do some short courses as well. Not only me, because you see, I'm one line of clowning. Kevin, for example, is another line. Susie Ferguson does clown doctors. So, you know, so there are different lines. So I always try to bring other people to run workshops. So, and then what's happened is that we become a massive group that keep helping each other.
Yes.
To know so it's not only about courses.
Yes, I understand.
That's what I want to say.
As this has been your moment in the sunshine in the Good Listening To show, Stories of Distinction and Genius, is there anything else you'd like to say, De Castro?
Oh, thank you. I want to say thank you for inviting me. And I hope everybody's okay, wherever you are. And, you know, it's, I'm old, but I'm still with it. I think that as old you get, as more you understand, and clowning needs to have experience. You have to have life experience to be able to tell the stories, to tell more stories. And one thing that I learned about getting older is that, or to be old as I am now, is that you are not so worried about so many other things. You just say what you have to say. Do know, just do what you have to do without being concerned about being cool or not cool. You know, what's cool anyway, you know.
So. What's cool anyway. Wonderful. Yeah. So thank you so much for saying yes in the first place. It's been an absolute delight to having your wonderful energy take a turn through the Good Listening To show, Stories of Distinction and Genius Clearing. If you'd like to have a conversation, if you've been listening or watching, the website for the show is thegoodlisteningtoshow.com. If you'd like to connect with me on LinkedIn, you can also do that too. That's one of the main platforms in which we have been broadcasting. And then very, very excitingly, there's also a series strand to my show, which has been within the mountainscape of the Good Listening To show anyway, but it's called Legacy Life Reflections, which is to record either your story or the story of somebody near, dear, or precious to you for posterity without any morbid intention, but lest we forget before it's too late. And that's legacylifereflections.com. It uses the same storytelling structure that I've just had the privilege of taking De Castro through. So is there anything else you'd like to say, De Castro?
Oh, I want to say thank you for your technician, who's very kind. Do you know, we have to acknowledge the people we don't see.
Yes.
Isn't it? So thank you.
Thank you to Joe.
And to Joe.
Yes. And she's
to Joe.
And she's gorgeous and very on the case and is just great to have there in the background.
Yes. So thank you, Joe. And thank you, Chris, for inviting me to give me this opportunity to leave my legacy on the record.
It's been a delight and a privilege, and it's everything I hoped it would be. So, De Castro, thank you so much for, as I said, gracing us with your wonderful sprite-like, well, your clownic how to be a wonderful, profoundly awesome, beautiful, stupid.
I'm very proud of it.
You should be. So thank you very much for listening. I've been Chris Grimes, but very importantly, that's De Castro. Good night.
Well, bye, guys.
You've been listening to The Good Listening To show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how, care of the series strands at the goodlisteningtoshow.com website. And one of these series strands is called Legacy Life Reflections. If you've been thinking about how to go about recording your life story or the life story of somebody close to you for posterity, but in a really interesting, effortless and creative way, then maybe the Good Listening To show can help. Using the unique structure of the show, I'll be your host as together we take a trip down memory lane to record the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 of either your or their life story. And then you can decide whether you go public or private with your episode. Get in touch if you'd like to find out more. Tune in next week for more stories from the clearing. And don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts.